Welcome to Insights into Insurance from the A-Team at Americana Insurance Group. All information provided is educational in nature and not intended to be acted upon without first consulting the appropriately licensed professional.
And a good morning. Welcome to Insights into Insurance here on Kate Radio. I'm your host, Aaron Worm, and this is pretty cool. Back by popular demand, we have our same two guests from last week, Jenny Mikowski with Americana Insurance and Lexi Knorr with Hagerty Insurance, and we'll introduce both coming up in just a moment. Lexi was on last weekend, and we were talking about some collector car coverages. Do not cover your car while you're in a car cruise. And that lit up the emails at insightsandinsurance.com, and phone lines were going off that people were going, what do you mean if I'm in a car cruise, some insurances don't cover me during that cruise? So that's why we brought Jenny and Lexi back. And let's introduce both Jenny Mikowski with Americana Insurance. And Jenny, a good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
And Lexi Knorr with Hagerty Insurance. She's back by popular demand. Lexi, how are you?
I am doing well. Good morning, everyone.
Now, Lexi, for anyone that missed our conversation last Saturday, tell us about what you do again at Hagerty Insurance.
Yeah, so I'm the market development manager and local to the Twin Cities. I live up in Forest Lake, and my job is to basically oversee the business in the Minneapolis, Minnesota area. So I work with Americana and help them through all of their Hagerty needs, which is why I'm on today. So they're a fantastic agency. Cannot recommend them enough.
Now, Jenny and Alexi, let's get right back to the conversation, because we brought this up last week with it being Eddie Cochran weekend and the car show and the car cruise here in Albert Lea. And the summer is just getting started, so we want to pass along more information when it comes to insurance on collector cars. And we should have started that. I think last week we were talking about your favorite car, Lexi. If you could own one classic car, it was a car in the 60s, and a lot of classic cars, maybe 50s or older. But we should start with that not all collector cars are that old. Explain.
Yeah, so what we're seeing a lot right now is the rise in the 80s and 90s vehicles. But we can cover cars all the way up to brand new. So if you have a car that you don't use as your everyday driver, but it does have some collectability. Examples I can give you are Mustangs and Chargers, Mini Coopers, the Porsche, the exotic space. All of those are collector cars and definitely can be handled and treated in a matter with our policies.
Lexi, remind me, if you could have a classic car, it was a Mustang from the 60s. Give me the details again.
Yes. Yeah, 1964 Mustang, light blue convertible with cream interior. And I am open to a 3 or 4 speed, no issues there, but does have to be light blue with a cream interior. So
love it. Absolutely love it. Now, let's talk about restrictions to collector car coverage versus Hagerty. Kind of make a comparison here.
Yeah, so, Hagerty is definitely the carrier that allows the most most ability to drive your car. Our mission as a company is to save driving. So in our minds, if we want to save driving, you have to drive the cars, right?
Yep.
So really the only restriction that we have is we want our cars to be driven less than 7,500 miles a year. In Minnesota, we get, if we're lucky, 4.5 to 5 months of driving time. So generally not an issue with, in our state. Your cars can be driven all throughout the year. We have no cares on that. Some carriers will restrict where you can drive your car. So if you wanted to go get ice cream, or if it's a nice day and you wanted to take it to your doctor's office, they won't allow that. Where at Hagerty, again, we do not care where you are driving your car. We want you to get into it. We want you to drive it and be able to enjoy it. Same thing goes for work. If it's a nice day and you want to throw the top down on your way into work, we have, again, no issues with that. Another question that I get a lot is, well, can my kid drive my car? Again, if our mission is to save driving, then we have to inspire the younger generation. So we don't mind if youthful drivers, so your 16-year-old or 18-year-old wants to drive the car. The only restriction on that is if you have a Lamborghini or a Ferrari, we don't like kids on that, but I think that's understandable, right?
Absolutely.
So yeah, the,
Now, Lexi.
Yeah, the only other thing, you know, besides. Oh, go ahead, Tom.
No, I was just going to say, you make some great points, and I just wanted to jump in. Lexi Knorr, Hagerty Insurance, and I like that, again, we're comparing what Hagerty would cover on a classic car to other companies, and I think we got a lot of ears to perk up last week knowing that not all insurance companies are the same. Their policies are not the same, and I appreciate all the points you're bringing up that, again, I think our listeners are going, okay, I got to double check with my insurance company because I want to make sure that things that Hagerty Insurance covers, that Lexi's been talking about, that my insurance policy covers as well, because the last thing you want to do is find out that your insurance doesn't cover a certain thing when that thing happens. You know, when something happens and you're trying to claim coverage or claim, you know, to get something paid for, and you find out that you can't do it with your current insurance coverage.
Absolutely. I mean, imagine the car that's your prized possession, is your baby, that you have a ton of, you know, potentially sentimental value to. When the unimaginable happens, you want to make sure that your carrier is going to cover that loss and help you through it. So we're definitely here to have that. I have pretty crazy and wild claim stories that I could share, but I've yet to have a single claim complaint, and I've been with the company for 3 years now. So,
Lexi, let's continue. Again, we're comparing Hagerty Insurance, their coverage when it comes to classic cars, to other insurance companies, and let's talk about many companies require a personal auto policy as well.
Yeah, so we are definitely in that same boat. So we want to make sure that you have a daily driver or your regular use vehicle elsewhere. And really what we mean by that is if a storm is coming through, or, you know, it's a gloomy day out, you're going to take your F-150 or your Explorer, whatever it may be, and that the collector car is elsewhere. Without getting into the details, it's just how we're set up with the state of insurance. So we always want to be a secondary coverage, a secondary carrier, which is helpful for you because that's, you know, we only do collector cars, so we're very specialized and understand all the policy needs and the coverage needs and so on.
Vehicles for some policies need to be in a locked garage, and I guess I get that because, again, like you mentioned, these are someone's babies. They take care of their cars so much, and I understand why some insurance companies would want the vehicle in a locked garage.
Yeah, you know, it does make sense. However, if you look at weekends such as last weekend, as you know, the Eddie Cochran weekend, a lot of people stayed in town at hotels and motels, and their cars are in a generalized parking lot. So if you had a carrier that required it to be in a locked garage and, you know, hit and run or a door ding or whatever it may be happened in that parking lot, it wouldn't have been covered. Where at Hagerty, we don't have an issue with that at all. You know, even on a regular day, we're okay with cars being parked in your driveway if that's, you know, the only space you have available. Again, we want to make our product and our, you know, our coverage available to everyone, right? So again, a lot of those restrictions are just taken away. Now, again, we prefer it to be in a garage, but sometimes that's not possible for various reasons, and we're understanding of that.
Lexi, you made a great point, and you totally made me change my mind there in about 30 seconds because, again, you made a great point. Yeah, some coverages might need your vehicle to be locked in a garage, and, you know, many companies have no overnight stays, and you brought up a good example last weekend. A lot of people in town for the Eddie Cochran weekend, and many people stayed in town at hotels and motels, so their cars were parked outside overnight, and a Hagerty Insurance doesn't make you keep your car in a locked garage. So I take back what I said about 90 seconds ago.
See, we're all open to learning and adjusting. I love it.
Lexi Knorr with Hagerty Insurance, Jenny Makowski with Americana Insurance. It's Insights into Insurance here on this Saturday morning. And again, we're discussing classic cars once again. We got a lot of emails and phone calls about our discussion last week about coverage on classic cars. So back by popular demand, Lexi and Jenny with us. We'll take a time out. We have more of Insights into Insurance coming up in just moments on KATE.
Someone you can rely, who's always on your side. That's why there's Nationwide. That's why there's Nationwide. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Nationwide helps protect people, families, businesses, and futures. At Americana Insurance Group of Albert Lea and Wells, we can help determine which protection is right for you. Visit www.americanainsurance.com to learn more. Americana Insurance. We're the A-Team.
Insights into Insurance continues here on KATE. Jenny Mikowski with Americana Insurance, Lexi Nora with Hagerty Insurance, and we're continuing a conversation from last week talking about coverage to your classic cars. Eddie Cochran weekend was last weekend here in Albert Lea, and summer is just getting going. A lot of our listeners will have their classic cars out and about, and we're continuing talking about coverage, comparing some companies to what Hagerty Insurance offers. And let's talk about racing. Racing, I think, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, I would say most insurance companies or all insurance companies are probably against that.
Yeah, I have yet to find a carrier that allows coverage during a race or during an on-track event. And we are not an exception to that, I will say. You know, it brings in a lot of different factors, especially when you're racing for money and competitively, and it's just a very risky event, right? So on your standard policy, there is no coverage. That is what we would call an exclusion on the policy. However, we understand that some clients really do like to take their car out on the track and understand the power of it. So to help mitigate some of those potential losses, we have an optional one-day coverage for high-performance driving education courses. So these are courses that you would take where an instructor is available on-site. They're coaching you. It's a controlled environment. Locations that you might see these at in the Minnesota, Wisconsin area, Dakota County Technical College, Brainerd International Raceway, and then Road America in Elkhart Lake, Wisconsin. All of them carry these events, again, high-performance driving education, and we do have coverage to give you the physical damage. So if you got in an accident on the track, give that back. But your base policy excludes that. And that's very similar with every other carrier around. So if you have more questions, Americana would be a great resource for that. And they can talk you through the specific coverages, costs, things like that.
Lexi, one more comparison we want to make. No coverage for spare parts. Explain what that means.
Yeah, so a lot of carriers, you know, they won't allow coverage for spare parts. So think about, you know, maybe bumpers or seats, tires, rims, all items maybe you've taken off the car and replaced with something else, or perhaps a vehicle that you've parted out for, you know, additional parts should there ever be a door ding and you can't find a replacement for the door XYZ. We have coverage built into our policy to cover those items. The base value or the base limit is $750, and we are able to increase that based on your needs. So that's a conversation that you would have with your agent, hopefully that's Americana, and say, hey, these are the items that I have and these are the items that I need covered. We also do automobilia, so think gas tanks and signs. You know, there's a large collector here in Minnesota that collects the perfume bottles that used to be in the 50s cars. Okay. So covering those things. And the advantage to keeping it on a Hagerty policy versus your homeowner's policy is if a loss came through, you know, whether it was stolen or damaged or things like that, you don't have to file a claim on your homeowner's policy. You can file it underneath Hagerty, where our deductible is generally $0. And it wouldn't be a chargeable loss like it would be potentially on your homeowner's insurance. So great thing to have, a great conversation to have when you talk about in Hagerty Insurance. And again, Americana know all about that and how to get that coverage for you.
Lexi Knorr, Hagerty Insurance, Jenny Mikowski with Americana Insurance. And last topic we want to discuss today here on Insights into Insurance is we want to talk about actual cash value policy, comparing it to a personal auto insurance and a maintaining your classic car, or I guess when it comes to the value of your collector car. And I'm going to let Lexi or Jenny take this topic away, because one thing that I love about this show, and I love hosting it, is I learn so much. And a lot of things are things I don't know about, and this is one of them. So let's talk about this topic.
Yeah, so I'll start this. Our typical personal auto policy that we have with our various carriers for our standard everyday vehicle, we're not talking about the collector. If you have a claim on that, you're always going to be based off of the actual cash value or ACV on that policy. So when an adjuster comes and takes care of your claim, they're going to be looking at how that vehicle is priced, and usually they use a third-party vendor, but they look at factoring that depreciation of that vehicle, and that's usually by the age. So, for instance, a 2022 is going to depreciate a lot less than, let's say, 10 years older for a 2012. So when they are looking at if there's a total loss, they're going to be looking at how old that car is.
Yeah, and different at Hagerty, we have what we call guaranteed value. So much like it sounds, whatever the value you put on the car, we're agreeing to that up front so that if there is a loss, you are guaranteed that amount. So an example I can give you, my dream 1964 Mustang in the marketplace is about $35,000 on average. So if I were to purchase that car, I would put that value on there of $35,000. You know, unimaginable happens, or maybe imaginable with sometimes my driving, but I get in an accident and I end up totaling the car. What we would do in that case, we do have adjusters that are Hagerty employees, which is really important because these adjusters are actually required to go through 80 hours of restoration service a year. So they understand the mechanics of these cars and the mechanics of making them whole again and the difficulty and expertise that requires. So they would take a look at it, and again, worst case scenario, my car is totaled out. They would essentially send me a $35,000 check, and that would be the end of it. So I will say one thing, too, when we talk about that value, sometimes you can think maybe you got a screening deal, which does happen. We have a valuation tool that Americana has full access to, and actually our clients do, too, through our Hagerty Drivers Club membership. And on that valuation tool, you can plug in the year, make, and model or the VIN number of the car, and it will show you up-to-date average pricing for these vehicles. And it'll actually guide you through the body condition because, much like in the standard car market, something that's in pristine condition is going to be worth more than something that maybe needs a restoration or has some visible dents, paint scratching, things like that. So that is updated every month by our valuation team, and again, is available online, or Americana can help you with that as well.
Lexi Knorr, Hagerty Insurance, Jenny Mikowski with Americana Insurance here on Insights to Insurance. We've been talking about collector cars policy restrictions today, a great topic following up our conversation about collector cars last Saturday. And Jenny and Lexi, anything else you want to add about this topic?
I mean, I'm sorry, Lexi, for interrupting you, but I just think it's great that Lexi has agreed to come in and do this with us again. We, of course, appreciate her, and we in Minnesota love our collector cars, and I just think it's a great opportunity to speak about Hagerty and how good of coverage that they offer. So thank you, Lexi, for stepping in for us again.
Oh, you are so welcome. This is a product that I feel very strongly about, a conversation I feel very strongly about. I would hate to be in a position or have someone be in the position of not having the coverage that they expected during a very stressful time. So whatever I can do to educate the masses, I am always into. So thank you for the opportunity, Jenny and Aaron. It's truly much appreciated.
Lexi Knorr, Hagerty Insurance. Lexi, what's a good number if anyone has any questions for you and wants to contact Hagerty Insurance?
Yeah, so we can be found at Hagerty.com, Hagerty.com. Otherwise, my work cell phone is 231-944-6198. But I will say Americana is local to that Albert Lea area, so they're going to be a great agency that can handle more than just the collector cars and educate you through all of your policies. So, Jenny, why don't you hand out your information too?
Okay, our phone number at the office is 377-2000, and of course you can always go to our website at Americana Insurance, or you can stop in down at our office. You know where we are.
If you have any topics you want us to talk about or any questions when it comes to anything you've heard on Insights into Insurance, like many did last week, you can email insights@insurance.com. That's insights@insurance.com. Jenny Makowski again with Americana Insurance. Lexi Knorr with Hagerty Insurance. And thank you so much. It's been fun doing back-to-back shows with both of you, and we'll do it again soon.
You too. Thank you, Aaron. Thank you, Lexi.
Thank you. Have a great day, guys.
You've been listening to Insights into Insurance from the Americana Insurance Group. All information provided is educational in nature and not intended to be acted upon without first consulting the appropriately licensed professional.